Okay, we're talking with Chris Kirby, Oklahoma Wheat Commission. Chris, day one, Wheat Quality Council's Hard Red Winter Wheat Tour. How did it go?
It was a good day. It was a very wet day. We have 24 cars that started from Manhattan, and we covered more of the north central up to the northern border of Kansas into southern Nebraska, and then headed towards Colby, and there were some cars that went into the eastern part of Colorado.
Which route were you on?
I was on the yellow route, so basically we took a straight shot from Manhattan to Colby.
Okay, and what did you see?
We saw a lot of varying conditions, anywhere from when we left Junction City, some of our first stops, good crop conditions, good moisture conditions, some of our higher yields. You can really tell the difference in the early planted wheat versus the later planted wheat. As far as diseases, we didn't really see any diseases. There was an average of a high average of 58 bushels per acre and a low average of 31 of the 24 cars, and there were 240 stops that were made today. It varied a lot. We are seeing some crop abandonment on the later planted crops due to just not maturing and concerns for them not making a very good wheat crop. But there was good wheat crop. There was good wheat out there too.
Chris, day two of the tour, what are you expecting?
Well, everybody will begin in Colby and be heading south, and they'll be covering the southern quadrants of Kansas all the way to Wichita. Our route will go into the panhandle of Oklahoma, around the Turpin area, and travel all the way across to the Medford area and then head back up into Wichita. So we'll get some good reports of what we're seeing in the Oklahoma panhandle and the northwest part of Oklahoma.